Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. In a couple weeks, we'll have a new president in the United States. I'm sure you've all heard right now, and some of you may be appalled and some of you may not be. But one of the things that came up during the campaign was, well, the fact that there's a lot of people out of work and a lot of people should have jobs in the United States. And then there's been a convenient boogeyman with, some of the jobs have been outsourced. But I think there's been another factor in play is that, a lot of jobs have been just simply automated away. And this is not a new phenomenon. This is something that's happened, over the course of human history, right? As we get better at doing certain things, we're able to take a task that a person was doing and somehow make it so that a machine can do it or something else can assist with it. And that the job becomes easier or it becomes, not something that humans can do, becomes cost prohibitive or time prohibitive for a human to do the work. And so, I think this is the thing that neither side of the political spectrum here in the United States is really addressed, right? Is that, we should have the jobs in the U.S. There may be some different jobs that come back, right? I mean, it's when things automate, what's typically happened, and there's been new jobs that have been created because you have to maintain the machines or maintain things that do the automation. And so there's different jobs, but there's been people that haven't been trained or don't have the skills or whatever to take some of those jobs. And that's still an issue. So the automation is not really a convenient boogeyman. When you can say the jobs have been outsourced to China or Mexico or something, that makes a much better boogeyman for political purposes. And I don't think anybody's gonna stand in the way, be able to stand in the way of automation, because that's just to say it's been happening ever since civilization began, and it's just happening at a much more rapid pace now. Things that used to not be able to automate now you can. Although the funny thing is I think there's always gonna be we're social beings as humans. Right, so I don't think we're going to ever be able to completely remove humans from the equation. I could be proven wrong. maybe not my lifetime, but at some point it could automate that, the need for that. But I think humans are social animals, and I think there's ways again to use humans to do certain things. I think that even with whatever this issue is with the jobs, right, things being automated away, and whether we create the jobs fast enough, we got to deal with this as a society. I mean, this is impacting not just factory workers, but it's impacting people in my industry too. I mean, I have all this, we talk about the cloud and we talk about automating and orchestrating everything, which, ultimately will, I think, make things more secure as we move from setting all this stuff up manually to automating it and having to be created and destroyed in a matter of minutes, right? Which is, it's all stuff that can happen, right? People used to configure all that stuff, and people in a lot of places still do that. But that's what's happening, is that applications are coming and going quicker than anybody could potentially configure. It's all being scripted. There's all these automation frameworks that are being used, and you can add the security into that whole process as well. And that it's ultimately, and you can, and you've got, things like containers and stuff that ultimately, make things more secure, right? In the sense that you're reducing the attack surface, and if somebody does get in, what are they going to be able to get out of you? You basically minimize all that stuff, and ultimately, that's where things are going, and that means the people that were doing the smart people that were doing tech, there's going to be less need for some of that stuff, right? And there's going to be impact us too. It's not just going to impact. It's not impacting the factory workers. It's impacting the white collar folks as well. I suspect that again, there's going to be new jobs that are created, but as a society, we kind of have to figure, we may come to a point where we don't have enough jobs to do it all because we've automated as much as we can. And yeah, there'll be some people that have to maintain the machines and the scripts and all that stuff. So there's always going to be, I think there's going to be some of that, but I think there's going to be a group of people in society that can't work because there's nothing for them to do. And so maybe we can, I don't know, I don't think think increasing the minimum wage is necessarily the answer, although, you know, that's one thing that has been proposed. But if there's no jobs for people to work, it doesn't matter how much you pay them, right? So, you know, maybe we need to come up with, you know, I mean, and I've heard, you know, like the basic living wage or whatever, there's different terms for it. But again, as a society, we got to figure out how to deal with that, because humans like to be useful. They like to be social as well. And so, but if you don't give them anything to do, well, you know, bad things happen. So, I was listening to No Agenda recently, and that topic came up. There used to be summer jobs for kids to do, and now there's just not so many of those jobs anymore. And so a lot of kids just don't know how the world works. And so when they go out into the real world and all of a sudden have to get a job or whatever, it's a whole brand new experience. You're much better off getting that experience when you're much earlier and can make the mistakes and not have them have such a huge impact. When you make the mistakes when you're older, you can still recover from them, but it's a lot harder that you do than when you're a kid. So I think, but yeah, and I so this, it'll be interesting to see how, President-elect Trump, who's soon to be President Trump, which scares a lot of people, but, how he'll be able to keep his, we're going to bring some jobs back to the U.S. when really the problem isn't necessarily that they've been outsourced. It's that they've been automated away. And, it's gonna be a much harder problem to solve, I think, than he made it sound. But, you know, I think he's probably smarter enough to realize that, and maybe I'm just being optimistic, but he realizes that some of the jobs have been automated away. But again, as a society, we got to get a handle on this, because otherwise it's going to be a big problem. And there's not going to be otherwise, if we don't come up with a solution, it's going to impact society in a big way. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.